All right, here we go. Pulse episode 2. Not in a car today, in an echoey office instead. Pulse is the new name for this podcast video thing that I'm doing because I already had some branding for it. So we're going to go with it. Agency world, work is definitely picking up. You can tell it is a new financial year. And you can tell people's budgets have returned, which is good. So a number of projects came in over the last week, which is going to keep us busy for probably 1 or 2 months, which is great. Just continuing to build that kind of flywheel of projects, making sure we're not kind of in peaks and troughs, just consistent across the year. Even if we are trying to consolidate a little bit this year and maybe not be as busy as last year. And I think, you know, a big part of that for us is working as consultants rather than order takers. And, you know, agency life is generally a kind of client service, servitude type of business. And I don't think that benefits the agency for sure. But more importantly, I don't think it adds any value to the client if you're just taking orders, producing content, taking more orders, producing content. So definitely on my mind to switch that mentality as much as possible. And, you know, our existing clients are brilliant at that. Just about making sure as we bring on new clients, we are there as a consultant and not as an order taker. And, you know, I think a lot of that comes to adding value up front. And when, you know, if you are an agency owner or working in business development for an agency and you are going out to prospects, particularly when you're going out cold to prospects, how can you add value in that first interaction rather than, you know, 4 paragraphs of AI-generated bullshit and then asking them to have a coffee or a meeting or a Zoom meeting? Pretty much nobody's going to say yes to that. But if you add value up front, then I think you've got a much better chance of connecting with some of these prospects that you want to eventually do work with. You know, try and thinking in more of a long-term play, at least personally on that. And then the next thing, I guess, is around our marketing as an agency. I think we are in a place where we kind of know what we're doing, but we've not really written it down. We've not really codified it into a single location so that we all know exactly what we're doing to build the brand of the agency outside of the cold sales approach to getting business. So that's something that we're going to be working on specifically this week. It's like, let's get all of this stuff down. What are we doing? Like, who is the audience, which we know, but again, have just not codified and got down in one place. How much content are we going to be producing? Which pieces of content are we putting our focus on? Essentially, how are we being a media company and using the platforms, free platforms, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, etc. How are we using these platforms to communicate who we are, and why people should give a fuck, why people should work with us over any of the other 10,000 agencies. You know, agencies, client service is a commodity, and it's about how do you create a brand around what you do so that people want to work with you, and when they have a need, a business need, that you are the first person, first brand that they think about and come to. So that's very top of mind. Outside of the agency land, I've recorded a podcast with Kirsten Pugsley from Almana Fashion Group, head of marketing at GoSport. She's got about 6 titles, so probably worth watching to hear them all. A very busy person. So that's the first proper podcast that I've recorded for this. The first proper podcast I've actually recorded with a guest in probably 10, 15 years. So, you know, it was kind of a little bit of blowing the cobwebs off, but, you know, again, it's going to be quite raw and fun. So hope you guys can check that out. So subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, and then you'll know when that drops. That's my first like subscribe hook. Pretty exciting. So yeah, outside of agency life and podcast life, probably the best development is in This Is, a household cleaning brand that we're going to launch this year. And the great development there is like really nailing the product. We've really been able to source great product from a great partner, which is something that was a lot more difficult than I'd imagined coming into this industry with zero knowledge. And, you know, a lot of this industry, the household cleaning industry, chemicals, is controlled by a lot of the big incumbents. So they control the distribution and manufacturing. And to be able to get a partner to produce what we need. So our first six lines are multi-purpose spray, kitchen spray, bathroom spray, bleach, laundry liquid, and window and glass cleaner. To be able to get that over the line to a stage where we're going to be able to get samples, we're going to be able to brand them up and use them as, you know, leverage to not only close investment for the business, but also, of course, get into retail, which is super key for any cleaning brand, but particularly a new one. So that's really, really exciting. And I think, you know, hopefully we'll have samples in hand the next 6 to 8 weeks. And that'll stand us in good stead to close investment and also start really positioning the marketing as we take it live, D2C, and then push into retail as well. And, you know, already got retail meetings set up for that. So, you know, exciting times. Also saw that Spicy Boys sauce is now in its tube, which is exciting. The tube now needs to go in a box, which is the next step. Also, you know, looking to close investment on that as well. So another brand that's going to be coming out this year, 2024. 2024 is going to be a big year for both of these brands and Baked the Agency. So yeah, that's it really. Trying to keep these a little bit shorter. The last one I did, I had to chop up like a couple of times to get it on TikTok and Reels and stuff. So maybe going to try and keep these like snippets under 10 minutes, leave some of the longer form stuff for when we have guests and when we're talking about specific topics that can go in a little bit deeper. But as for these like documenting days, then, you know, we're just going to keep them under 10 minutes, keep them raw, keep them fun and authentic. And yeah, today's just a day for grinding in the office, getting that marketing plan kind of buttoned up for the agency. A couple of calls on the brands, particularly on the packaging for This Is. That's it. Just going, just grinding. Hope you all have a great day.